This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And so there's much to talk about, you know, separating and all of these things. But it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance. How is it possible that we could have gone on a hike together or go swimming together when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants men and women to pray separately? So you're telling me that in a state of salah, where I'm saying, Allahu Akbar, when I'm only thinking and I'm supposed to think of Allah alone, I have to be separate from the women and the women are separate from the men. But in salah, we are separated and outside we are intermingling and we are, you know, enjoying one another's company and laughing and giggling and falling for one another and being attracted to one another. Of course that doesn't make sense. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and He knows us. And so what we are doing and what we are trying to do is something that is not only going to protect our honor, but also protect our hearts. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect. But this man said, I had a cousin and I loved her more than a man loves a woman. That, you know, this love that I had was an infatuation, it was an obsession. And I tried to seduce her, but she would never allow me. She was a pious woman and, you know, he was trying to commit an act, you know, he was trying to commit a sin, but she wouldn't have any of it. Until one day, during a time of great famine and hunger, she came to him asking him to lend her some money. Can I borrow money? And he said, I will borrow you the money if you allow me to do what I have been wanting to do for so many years. And reluctantly she agreed. And when he was about to commit the sin, she said, fear Allah and do not break the seal except with the right of Allah, meaning in marriage. That what you are about to do is haram. Fear Allah. And then he feared Allah. Imagine, this woman, he loves her so much. He wants to be with her. He has the opportunity now. But the fear of Allah enters his heart. Yesterday in the morning, I mentioned 7 people that will be under the shade of Allah. And one of those people is a man that is invited to zina, is invited to haram by a beautiful woman with status. And he says, Inni akhafullah, indeed I fear Allah.